Pulse One Sport with Joseph Parr Timber and Builders Merchants on Manchester Road, Bradford. The first name on the team sheet.
It's going to be McMahon then. Last chance here. Deep in stoppage time at the end of the 45. Can City make this count? McMahon's over it. It's a decent one in the mix. Right, cross face to go. It's touched. Is it McArdle who's got it? Or did he go all the way through? Who cares? City have the opener against Bury. They lead by a goal to nil. The Shakers are shaking. There's McMahon with the delivery. It's a deeper one round the back. Davis is in there. Might be a chance. It's over the line. A second goal for City. Again, it's an almighty scramble. They jump on each other. Who was underneath that one? Was it Stephen Davis? Did he come off Reece Burke? Looks as though he's claiming it. It could even be an OG. It's certainly a City goal. It's 2-0 to City. Bill's run up to us here at Pulse One Sport. Phil, what did you say in that meeting? Because that was some performance tonight after a fairly slow start, it has to be said.
Yeah, I mean, the lads did all the talking in the meeting. Because, like I said on Saturday, I wanted some answers from them. And I asked... I just listed the games we had at home, went through them, compared them to the games away and said, why are we not showing the same level of commitment and drive? And they gave me the answers about mentality's not strong enough, going away from home, we're setting our stall out to be difficult to beat and resolute, first of all. And you know, they gave all the answers about, you know, we've got to drive on, not let things affect us on the pitch. Everything I really said, you know, they know, and they put it into practice tonight.
Yeah, did the talking on the pitch. But it was a great time to score for us right on the stroke at half-time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm so pleased with that, because one thing, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been looking at our set plays, because, you know, I think over the years we've done well on set plays and teams have come here. And
well, you said on Saturday we don't score enough from set plays.
No, but I think over the years we've been a dangerous team on set plays, and teams come to us and work very hard and prepare against us. But that means we've got to go up another level in terms of the timing of the runs and that bit of desire to get on the end of things. And McArdle showed that tonight to score. And, you know, that's the first goal he's got this season. But he went in with intent and got us a great lead at half time.
Yeah, it shows character as well, because they went for it. There were four up top for them and we defended brilliantly and got another goal as well.
Yeah, I mean, towards the end, well, quite for large parts of the second half, they threw everyone up and there's so much space on the pitch, and there's just one, I said the lads, was just that period in the second half where we were almost showboat in the middle of the pitch instead of just playing simple football, because there was so much space. I felt we could have gone and scored a third and a fourth, but that was my minor gripe on the night, that, you know, lads, we haven't won at home for a while, you know, let's keep doing it right and get the job done. And I don't mind people like Devante around the box doing a bit of magic to get a chance, but in the middle of the pitch all we had to do was pass it simple, and we just went away from that for a period. But listen, it's very difficult to be critical tonight, because everything we've asked for the lads, they produced, and I've just said to them the preparation now starts for Saturday against Wigan.
Yeah, and there were a few smiles on faces. It has been frustrating for the supporters, but they'll have enjoyed that.
Yeah, but there's other teams around us like Leeds and Bury themselves who the waveform has been better. And like I said after the game, that a large part of it is to do with yourselves, but there is also the factor that teams come and make it difficult. Bury came 4-5-1 tonight initially, had the extra man in midfield, so in that first 15-20 minutes, you know, we found it difficult to cope with. And you know, so teams do change away from home, as we know, and but you have to find the answers, and we did tonight.
Yeah, I bet you were glad they scored so late, if they were going to get one. Well, it must have been a long minute, that.
Yeah, it was. it was frustrating, really, because obviously there were obviously going to go direct with it, with the men they threw forward, and the lads flicked it on, and, you know, just our covering positions weren't quite right. But it was a great finish, to be fair, by the lad. He hooked it in, but fortunately for us, we saw the game through.
Yeah, and defensively, Rory McArdle, man of the match tonight. Him and Reece Burke were again immense.
Yeah, I thought Rory started slowly, I've got to say that, and then got better as the game, the night wore on, and he was terrific, you know. And the back four really carried on from the weekend, where I thought that was as good a back four performance as we've put in a long time, and they followed it up.
Yeah, and they need to follow it up on Saturday with another performance here.
Without doubt, you know, I just said it, that, you know, we've got to now prepare for the weekend. You know, let's not pat ourselves on the back too much. It's a decent performance. It's a good win for us, but we go again Saturday.